pulling up, Uber black Cadillac, high heel boots and a sexy body full of tats. Baby's bad, oh baby's hella bad, after her there ain't no coming back, wanna take a run at that. I think she's feeling me, turn it up a few degrees, my imagination of her body gets the best of me. Oh gosh, she's such a tease, bitten lips, bruised knees, I'm addicted to her, need her touching me, cause she got a bad little waist, and we tearing down this place, off the liquor that we chase, Casamigos to the face, baby I don't need no space, coming closer for a taste, and I'll show you how I make it. Everything just fade away, cause she's like sex, drugs, cocaine, vice, so insane, jealous of the clothing that she wears up on that tight frame, all game, no shame.
What is going on, everybody? And I broke the rule, I got my volume up. I'm a terrible human being.
Freaking amateur.
You'd think I'd know what the hell I was doing by now. So what is going on, everybody? Happy Wednesday. We are without Denver. We'll see if he shows up.
Technology woes.
Yeah, technology got the best of him. That's all right. It's what he gets for living in Seattle. So
yeah, I heard he was from Seattle.
Yeah, he doesn't like talk about it much. He's very shy. You know how people are like that.
Well, if he jumps on, I'll ask him about it.
Yeah, I would. So Moose has a question already. So who is Bronco Rider? And for that matter, who's Bri? Moose, I mean, right there, there's a little channel symbol icon. I hope you know who I am, but we still love you. It's okay. So we got a man, we got a jumping little side chat already. So we got Harley Fatboy Jr. in. We got Amateur Moose. Anonymous Bikers in the house. How are you, sir?
What's up, dude?
HD Traveler, Robert, Moto Noggin's into Hizzle. What's going on, Moto Noggin? Who's Denver? It's a rough crowd. So, Mr. Bronco, Mr. Colin, how are you, sir? Long time no see.
Dude, I just saw you, longer than that. It was about a week ago, right?
We met
for the first time. We rode together for the first time. It was a blast, man.
That was an absolute blast. So those of you that don't know, we were both at the Baggers and Brews Ride Through the Pines. Absolutely fantastic time. I highly recommend it if you get a chance to go next year. That was...
I'm sure they'll do it before next year, though.
I hope so.
There's some debauchery that happened at that place. No, it was a good time, man. It was great.
There was a really good turnout. Yeah, couldn't tell me that the 100 degrees. But... Sorry. Oh, it's all right. What's up, J-Man?
Little dog. I have two dogs. It's quite loud.
That's okay. We don't mind. So I guess we'll start with the intros. Tell us who are you?
My name is Colin, but I go by Bronco Ride on YouTube. And I've told a lot of people this. It's a lame name, but I named it after. I grew up in Colorado. And I'm a big football fan. So I named it after the Denver Broncos and I added Ride. So I didn't put a lot of thought into it. But that's how my name came up. When you go to like people's search for me, they've asked, you know, it comes up like bull riding. Mm-hmm. Like cowboys, and I've only been on a horse like twice in my life, so I'm definitely not a cowboy. I ride two bikes. I have a 2017 Street Glide Special, which is the one I rode up to New Jersey and that Bri saw, and then I also picked up a Pan America last year.
Little that adventure is a bike. Fantastic bike.
Totally dig that bike, man. It's really cool. So those are the two bikes I own right now. And I think it's my fourth. This is my fifth bike. Yeah, fourth. So I started out with a Fat Bob. You've been on a Fat Bob?
No. And did you have what year did you have? Did you have the two headlight one?
Yes, I did.
I love that bike.
2007. So it was, we're talking in the beginning, the 96. And then I ended up getting like a stage one upgrade on it. And I went without a windshield for a while, which was outstanding. And then I finally put one on. And after about 10 years, I got rid of that because the missus decided she wanted to do a little bit more riding. And for those of you who know what a Fat Bob is, it's a little bit smaller. So I ended up buying a 16 Street Glide Special. And this was before they came out with the Milwaukee 8. So I had that for about a year, under a year. And I did a test ride of the Milwaukee 8 and then I traded it in for a 17. So, and I think I told you this, Brian, my payment was only like $5 more a month. So yeah. I was like, why not? Cause I really dug the engine and I've had that one ever since. And I put a couple upgrades on that since then, but man, that's a fun bike. You know, my friends say it's a Street Glide Ultra cause I put a tour pack on it. You know, like I want to be like you, Brian, have the Ultra.
Ultra.
So that's basically me in a nutshell, man. I'm a guy, you know, for those of you that don't know me well, I'm just a dude on a bike that enjoys life. You know, I went into the YouTube thing totally as a hobby, just to meet people, and I've accomplished that goal. I've met so many cool people on rides and personally, which is great. You know, made a lot of good friends through this medium, man. I dig it totally. And, you know, when we do these group rides every year, you get a chance to meet more and more people and just hang out and ride with them and make lifelong friendships. And that's what it's all about. So like, that's my goal in YouTube. And I think I've met that and surpassed it. And I continue, hopefully, to continue to do that. Just do some group rides. We got a couple this year coming up, man. I can't wait. So that's
nice. What it's all about.
At least that's my style, at least.
Okay. I like that you've the approach you've taken. So you guys have a meetup coming soon, right?
We do, actually. Yeah, I mean, we're doing
I meant to say the slide and pop it up.
I'll
link it.
Yeah, you got the thing. Which one? I mean, we got a couple. So I know
we've got the one on the 10th, right? 15th?
Yeah, we're doing Ohio. And I do a thing, guys, a lot of you might know this, but I do a thing called a Sunday Night Fireside Chat with two of my friends, which is Harley Day Rider and Bodine 52. We do it every couple weeks. And, you know, we do it on Sunday nights. You know, we have a blast. We've been doing it for a couple years. But the three of us are going to head up to Ohio. And I've actually never rode in Ohio. You ever rode in Ohio?
No, I've driven through. Well, I made it to the border, but that's about it. I did the Route 6 all the way over to... That's Ohio, right? Yeah, the Ohio border.
Yeah, so it's the we always get this. Is it the Windy Nine or the Windy Nine? So we call it both. But we're heading up and doing all those the nine roads up there. I think it's by Athens, Ohio, if I'm not mistaken. And then we're gonna be out there for like a couple days, like 4 or 5 days, and then we're gonna do a meetup at Finks. Let's see. I don't know if you said it.
Yeah, Finks Harley Davidson.
Finks Harley Davidson, and that's in Zanesville, Ohio. It's nice. Pretty cool. We've never done that before, but like Bob and Jack and myself, we're just going to hang out for a couple hours and we're going to go to a bar with everybody afterwards.
No, are you worried about security issues?
What's that?
You worried about security issues?
I'm not. Okay. Maybe with Jack and Bob more, but no, nobody knows me. But we're just going to hang out and meet some people, man. I look forward to it. I mean, and nice. that was what was really cool about last weekend. You know, there was 60 bikes last weekend or the 2 weekends?
Yeah, there was.
And 70 people. I want to say like
64 bikes. Yeah, it was a lot. And I don't mean a lot in a bad way. It was fantastic.
Oh, it was outstanding. It was hot as balls, but it was nice, man. But
it was really hot.
It's like cool as hell because, you know, I mean, New Jersey, it's not like Tennessee or Virginia, but the Pine Barrens, right? Southern yes. Pine Barrens of New Jersey. And it was actually some really nice riding, nice roll riding. There were some dense areas too, man, but it was a blast. And it was just cool that everybody hung out. And we visited, what, like 6 breweries that day or 5 or 6 and had a nice lunch. And they put on a good show, man. But it was a blast. I enjoyed it more because I met like people like you do. You know, even though you were afraid to come say hi, you sent your wife over.
I knew that was coming.
You know, you sent your wife over to say, hey, go say hi to him.
Really wasn't quite what happened, but we'll go with it.
It sounds better the way I told it.
Well, it's funny because you're used to seeing people on YouTube and everybody's like this big, you know, like, and she's like, that's Colin. I'm like, that's not Colin. Because I didn't see your bike. And I'm like, all right, it's Colin.
Can you highlight amateur moves? Yeah, there you go. Why did I shank you? I should have, man.
Yeah, it's
you deserved it.
It's turned into a blood sport with the shanking stuff. I'm a little concerned. I have to keep a low profile with these guys. Custom Motor Visual was there. It was great to meet Dave.
Yeah, I met him. They were from New York, right?
Yes.
Yep.
It was. It was interesting, and we talked about this the other night. It's interesting that you kind of had the same approach I did. Like, I didn't really film because I was so in the moment. Like, I didn't care. I was like, this isn't, you know, this doesn't make YouTube. It doesn't mean it didn't happen. It was such a great time.
It was, dude. It was a good time, and I'm glad a lot of people got out there to ride, you know, and that's what it's all about, man. At least that's what I dig, is just honestly just riding and enjoying the different areas, because I've been through New Jersey before and that smell did hit me. I think what was it, when I was crossing the Delaware, I was waiting for the industrial waste stench and I got it. So, yep. You know, I was excited about that I got to smell that again, because I haven't smelled that in a long time. Last time when I drove up through Manhattan like 10 years ago. So that was the highlight of my ride.
Yeah, we don't welcome you well when you come into New Jersey.
No, yeah, it was like someone took a dump over the bridge, man. I mean, I was like, Jesus.
Yeah, that's all the oil refineries. They like to stick them right down there.
Yeah. No, man, so, it's cool. You're northern New Jersey, if I'm not mistaken. You're pretty close to Philly.
Yes. So I was maybe 40 minutes from where the ride started north.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, a lot of it was bumper, you know, it's traffic more than anything.
Yeah, I rode the New Jersey Turnpike. That was interesting.
How was that experience for you? Was it everything you thought it would be? Or?
No, actually it wasn't. I mean, the road sucked. Mm-hmm. And I haven't got the bill yet, so I'm sure I'm going to get my toll bill is going to be silly. Because I think I took every toll road there was because I live in Southern Maryland, guys. So I had like, it was like 4 hours or 3.5, something like that. And I think every toll I took, because I just said, screw it, I don't care.
Yeah.
So I had the easy pass going, but I'm afraid to see how much all that costs.
Yeah. It's amazing how expensive it gets. It gets expensive fast.
So highlight that DDK. I think it said, yes, I think that was probably me. It was at nighttime. So yeah, I showed them and they were like, cause Bry's the same way. His bike's like friggin' silly. And he's got that little custom dynamics hat on. What are you trying to get, more free stuff?
Hey, you know, I just wanted to point out, in case they're watching, this is the old style hat. I mean, they could send me new
one. I have one of those somewhere around here. I don't know where.
Ah, they're great people.
They are.
Well, you know, if you, I think it's funny. I don't know if I told you. I haven't told you the story. I'm not one to go to bike nights or anything. And I went to the one with Baggers and Brews and, you know, it went dark and I threw on the pro glows and people were coming up to me asking me all these questions. And I'm like, damn, these lights really are that bright at night. Like, you don't realize how staggeringly bright they are.
Did you have like the purple ones on and all that?
Yeah, I was rocking the red, white, and blue, you know. little known fact that if you put those lights on, the beard just becomes like a moth in a flame. You don't have to deal with them. He's just mesmerized.
He just joined.
Yeah.
There he is.
No, I think that's George.
Yeah. What's up, dude?
But yeah, that's really cool. Yeah, no one is fresher than Bronco. People are calling 911 reporting out UFOs in the building or in the area.
When I rode up, they said they saw me from like a half mile away.
Hey, but they saw you.
They saw me. I'm like, I just like a, you know, I like a bright lit up bike, man. That's me.
I think that's the way to go, right? You can't, I don't think you can be seen enough. That's for damn sure. Not a bike. So what got you riding?
You got any trips you're planning? I know we talked about the Ohio with me. And I'd like to get to Ohio.
Yeah, I'd like to, that may be short notice to get the van, but I like the idea after talking to you about it.
And, yeah, it's a good time.
I'm going to Ocean City.
Yep, so am I.
That'll be my first official bike rally.
See, I'm no longer the virgin because last year that was me. Now it'll be you.
Yeah, but I was told I can't bring a backpack. That's one.
Yeah, my backpack's behind me. You see? See that little backpack? Yeah, I put it in the show for you.
What were your thoughts of that last year?
I loved it, man. I had a great time. It was the first time I've ever actually been to a rally, so to speak. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been to many meetups, but I've never been to like an official rally. I had a great time. I mean, everybody was, you know, very, very cool. I loved going to the vendor shows because you had so many different things. You know, you could get on your bike right there, and I thought that was cool. Had some good food, a lot of good bars out there. Mm-hmm. You know, Baggers and Brews, you know, were kind enough to, you know, let me hang with them for the weekend, and had a blast with their whole entire entourage. And, you know, they for a first time, it was a great experience. You know, I'd definitely do it again. You know, I'm one day, I haven't done it yet. And I know a lot of people have, they head out to Sturgis. So yeah. I would love to do that one day. It's on my bucket list. I mean, it's not going to probably be for a year or two, but that's one thing, but it was fun. I mean, it really wouldn't, I mean, there was some debauchery here and there, but it wasn't bad at all, man. I had a great time, you know, bikes everywhere. And you know, you get those people that get out the measuring sticks and see who has the biggest dick and basically, you know, how loud your bike will go. And, and pumping up the music. And I'm like, shut up. You know, we hear you. But it was fun. I mean, I really enjoyed it. And out there is just nice because you're right on the beach. You know, so you look out and you're about a quarter mile. You can walk out the beach if you want to and just hang down, you know, go down the main strip. And a lot of good people. Yeah, had a blast.
Good.
So you'll have a good time, man. You definitely.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. The fishtails are awesome.
Yeah, fishtails, it was. But we think they were screwing us on the drinks. So because I, you know, and George and Bert might know this, but, you know, I think we ended up like drinking, it seemed like, and I don't remember the drinks we were having, but they were some fruity drink and it's something with rum, but I think we all had like 10 or 11 each. And at that point you should be dead, right? You should be like passed out on the table at Fishtails, but we were all like, you know, we feel fine. So we think they were a little watered down, but so we kind of got screwed there, but it was fun nonetheless.
Well, I mean, and that's what everybody tells you.
Painkillers, right? That's what it was.
That's what everybody tells you. These rallies and stuff, you're definitely not getting the quality that you would on a normal.
No, there was the quality.
A normal restaurant day.
It was the thimble of alcohol, maybe, and then the rest was like sugar. So it didn't do it justice. But they were tasty. They were
good. Okay.
So now, you know, positive.
Maybe that's what you get for drinking fruity drinks at a bike rally. I mean,
yeah, man, there's nothing wrong with fruity drinks, man. They were good. Painkillers, right. You know, I loved it. Look, I don't give a shit. You
know, I know you don't. I'm just gonna
drink, man. I mean, I we had a blast, and I'm normally not a huge drinker, but when we went up there, I seemed to break that rule, and we had an awesome time. So you're gonna love it, man. And if you guys have never done like a rally like that, if you've never been to one, they're well worth it. It's cool to go with people you know, though. I mean, like going up solo, I don't know if I'd have a great time, you know, unless you feel like you just fit right in. But like if you're with a group, you can go hang out and stuff, and well worth it. Well worth it for sure.
That's what I enjoyed going to bike night with George and DeBeer. That was it was really nice to have somebody to talk to and, you know, kind of get welcomed in. And there are a lot of really great people there. Sam was there with Mr. 131 Maniac. He rides around half naked. Yeah, you know, he's special. That was a really good time. That's awesome. So what? So I guess circling back a little bit, what got you into YouTube? What made you decide you wanted to try
this? When I first bought the bike, and this was years ago, dude. It was a Street Glide. It was when I think I had the 16 at the time, and there was I just started watching YouTube, and you know, there was a couple guys that God, I don't even remember. His name's Freedom Rider. He's based out of Florida. He's a very nice man. And then McKaylee Seven. I don't know if you know him or not, but they would just start chatting with him and just start talking and commenting on their videos. And sure enough, I'm like, well, this isn't that hard. I like to talk and just tell stories, and I'm a real laid back dude. So I was like, well, let me buy one of these GoPro things. And I tried it. So I just popped it on the helmet and I just started doing it. And I just uploaded a video. And then I met a couple other people after doing that. And then one thing led to another. And I did my first group ride. And it was like, in, I think this was 2017 or late then, if I remember right. And there was 9 of us. And we all went down in North Carolina. And this is by Mike's house, which is McKaylee Seven. He's on YouTube still. But he had us up to his house, and we just rode the roads of North Carolina. It was actually a really good time. Went out to Carolina Beach, you know, right on the coast out there, and I had a blast. And that's how I kind of got into it. And then that's when I said, man, I really dig meeting all these people. And then we started doing group rides over the year, every year, like the same group. They grew. Then we went to the East Coast. Up north, like Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine, Connecticut, all that, the entire New England area. Which, by the way, if you've never done, it's phenomenal.
I've heard that. Vermont, Captain Granite speaks very highly of
Vermont,
that
New Hampshire's incredible ride. I actually, and for those of you, I compare that to like Tennessee. I really do. The White Mountains out there, phenomenal. The up in upstate New York is just beautiful. You know, we're right by the Canadian border up there. Mm-hmm. Was it Lake Champlain, if I remember right? That we crossed over there. We went to Lake Placid, where the Olympics were held. And went and checked out like the ice hockey rink where the 1980 U.S. beat the Russia in that semifinal game. Saw the
we were up that way, and we were going to go to Lake Placid, and I wish we would have, because I've heard it's amazing.
It's amazing, and the roads out there are phenomenal. Now, Connecticut, the roads sucked, but other than that, like in New Hampshire and Vermont, and Vermont is like, I mean, you can go on the highway, and you're surrounded by mountains. And that's what's cool. And there's hardly anybody on the road. I mean, like, who lives in Vermont? Nobody. They make cheese, right? And ice cream. But like, you're out there, and it's just, I mean, we're like clipping along at like 90 on the highway and just loving life. It was the best. And so I really, really enjoyed that entire
ride.
And then just over the years, I've been doing more group rides. And then, you know, each year we kind of do different places. And like, I've done West Virginia. I've done Tennessee several times, Virginia several times, West Virginia. You've done West Virginia, right?
No.
Phenomenal.
Or have phenomenal I?
Area to ride in.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, like, you know, went down to the Royal Gorge Bridge out there, and it's so beautiful out there, man. And we just had a blast, and met the guys that I hang out with now the most, Bob and Jack, for the Fireside Chat guys. We met in West Virginia through YouTube, and now we're really close friends. All three of us are, and we hang out a lot and talk, and now we're doing rides together. So that's basically every year when I plan my vacations now. I like, screw the wife. Let's figure out how long I can get, how many motorcycle vacations I can get. Mm-hmm. That's basically what I do in the beginning of the year, is like plan out where I'm going to go. And besides Ohio, I'm doing Tennessee and Virginia this year. So I'm looking forward to it, man.
Nice. That's going to be a great time. Now, are you going to, so I guess that brings up another point. When you travel, what is your thoughts on YouTube when you travel? Do you try and vlog that, or do you try and keep that for yourself, or mix it?
I mix it. I actually enjoy doing travel vlogs, and I wish I could do more of them, you know, but they're fun to make, you know, destination riding. Cause a lot of people don't know where you're at. You know, they know tail of the dragon, they know back of the dragon,
sure,
but like that type stuff. And it's good to give like your different spin on it. Right. And you know, like what you enjoy the most. And so definitely, yeah, definitely I like doing that.
I didn't know if you try and keep a little bit for yourself and then a little bit for the channel.
I mean, when I ride those things, I maybe film 15% of the time, if that.
Okay.
So it's not a lot. It's like, I see something interesting, I'll talk about it. But I'm not one of those guys that keeps the camera on 24/7.
Yeah.
So I'll film it if it's interesting, then. But more, I'm more out there to enjoy the ride, honestly. And that's... And I'm looking forward. There's that VAM I was talking about, the back of the dragon. You know, you said you haven't been there, but I love that road. I think it's better than the tail of the dragon.
Yeah, that's what you were saying.
I'd compare it to a lot of the roads that, you know, one of the top roads that I've rode. It's, I think it's like 30 miles. It's not nearly as technical. I mean, it is in spots, but it's just beautiful, man. Great views. And that's what I dig more, is I like enjoying looking at the roads and just enjoying what's around me. You know, technical riding's okay, but you know, I really don't want to spend how many curves, like 300 something curves and tail.
Yeah, there's 300 curves in there.
You do it once and great, but there are better roads. There are, that just more enjoyable to me. I mean, it just depends on what style of ride you're on. I mean, it's up to you totally.
Well, and it seems like too, at least from what I've seen, I've never been, so I'm just speaking of my thoughts, but it seems like the Tail of the Dragon's got a reputation too of a lot of people wanting to come out to prove themselves, which unfortunately brings in that element of, you know, you're trying to mix sport bike riders. Yeah. You're mixing sport bike riders with big Harleys is never going to go over well.
We, now they just saw, and I don't know the name of it because I saw a video on it. They just opened up a dirt road out there.
Really?
Right, Smokies, that hits right in, I can't believe I don't remember the name. It hits right in the Smoky Mountains, and it takes you out right in the middle of the Tail of the Dragon. And it's so when I go up there this year, I'm taking the Street Glide to Ohio, but I'm actually taking the Pan Am to Virginia and Tennessee. So I'm gonna hit that road and then just go right into the tail, kind of like a different route.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, I can't wait to try that. That'll be neat.
Especially because you get to off-road a little bit.
Yep.
That's really cool. Those fire roads are always fun.
For sure.
The fire dirt roads. That's really cool. So what is your – now, have you developed a ride preference that you have both bikes? Do you tend to lean towards one for a certain style of riding, or do you just switch them up?
I just switch them up. I like both. I like both. I love both bikes. I mean, they're totally different rides. They are. I mean – It's a bagger and one's an adventure bike. But the adventure bike is fast as hell, the Pan Am. And it's so much lighter. It's a blast to ride. But at the same time, the Street Glide, we kind of kick back and relax, listen to music. So they both have their pros and cons.
Yeah. I think the adventure bike is a lot of fun single up.
Yep.
I've never ridden one two up. I had my KLR and I love that bike. It was everything it should be. Just a lot of fun to ride.
I got to pause you for less than 30 seconds. I'll be right back. I got to get
no something. Worries.
Thank you.
So everybody's OMG Moto's here. Ricky Baby's here. DDK's here. Oh, DDK, I meant to message you, but since you're here, your light went out today. Yeah, it was sent from Custom Dynamics. It went out from North Carolina. So hopefully it'll be to you very quickly. Thanks for entering. Senate Steph is here. What's going on, girl? Good to see you. Thanks for joining us. A lot of new folks in the side chat. Always good to see you guys. Minomoto is in the house. Going ahead and rip some cheese. HDR. He apparently didn't bring his snacks with him. I don't know. So Denver, Robert, that is a good question. Denver is having some technical issues with his internet. So I'm not really sure what's going on. He could connect to us, but he was only getting the spinning wheel of death. So we're not really sure what's going on. Internet issue for sure. But it happens. He's back.
What were they saying? That I had to go take a piss? Whatever. I got to read.
They were making all kinds of funny. I think HDR said you're an untrained professional. I don't know. It's, what do you
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. No, my wife was like on the other side of the computer and she's like, I need you to come here real quick. So I had to run outside and take care of something.
No worries. Michael Bikes in the house. So Mike, your light went out through from Custom Dynamics today as well. So both you guys will be getting your lights by the end of the week, hopefully. So that'd be cool.
Look at you giving away all this free stuff.
I had to look at that email three times. I'm like, you want me to do what? Give me away lights. That's fun.
Are you going to send me anything?
You want something?
I think I have a lot.
Do you have the road flare though? I mean,
I don't have the road flare, but I don't plan on you. I have a flare. It's been in there for like 4 years. Hopefully it still works.
Okay.
It should. But yeah, that's right. Do you have that in your saddlebag of flare? I mean, obviously you have that one of those Custom Dynamics.
Yeah, I have that, but that's the only time I did it. When they came out with it, I was like, that's a really cool idea. Like that's something I'd throw in my back.
Here's a question. What do you carry? Do you carry a first aid kit?
I do, but it's very minimal. I need to be better with that.
That's probably one of the best tips I got in group riding, because in the beginning I didn't. And then actually it was on the back of the Dragon. There was a rider, a friend of ours. I mean, he's told the story, so it doesn't matter. It's Orvis. He high-sided. So coming around one of the corners and there was 10 of us and we all stopped and it was really cool. I think eight of the riders had first aid kits. So we were able to do some triage on him out there on the side of the road, because he had some pretty decent road rash. He's okay. He just dinged up his bike a little bit and got a little road rash. But it was nice because we had all those different kits kind of put together. Like a lot of people have these small kits. So I ended up buying one.
That's a really good
idea. What's that one everybody was promoting 6 months ago?
I know what you're talking about, but I can't remember
the name of it. But I just got one off Amazon. It's got a decent amount of stuff in it, just in case. There's certain things you think you'll never need. Like I got the flare, the first aid kit. You have one of those. I got one of those puncher tire things.
So yes,
you can play. I can't even think what they're called.
You plug it.
Your tire.
Yeah.
And then I got a portable battery charger.
Okay.
Ever happens and I can hook it up to either bike, which is cool. But there's little things you never think you'll need, and they're probably one of the most important things you need, if that makes sense.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I have, since we bought the Ultra, I tend to ride heavy, so I have like a extra set of gloves, like when we were out at the Baggers and Brewers, I had two helmets with me. Like I travel with way more than I need.
But it's I'm an open packer, man, but I've gotten better.
And then one thing that we do carry, and I would highly recommend, is we carry a small, it's a bag of tricks is actually what it's labeled. But we got it at the dollar store or something, and we have like Benadryl in there.
My Did you say pen. Bag of dicks?
No, a bag of tricks.
I just want to make sure I heard that right.
Come on, it's a family show. We carry that because Katie got stung by a wasp. Whatever it was, and we're out at Lake George. It's the one time she didn't have her jacket on and took a yellow jacket to the arm. It's pretty bad. So it was time to put that in the bag.
I had a bee fly into my helmet, but I didn't get stung.
I took a bee at 60 miles an hour underneath my sunglasses, like right about here. I had my visor open because it was hot on the highway, and yeah, it was a mistake.
Dude, that's not fun.
No, especially when it stung me. I only wish that would have been on video, because there was just a whole nother level of profanity coming out of me. But, I didn't crash. It's all good. It's a good story.
All right, I got a question for you. How much does your wife ride with you?
Before, I would say 90%. As of late, 10%.
Okay. I'm trying to get mine to ride more. She likes it. But she recently had back surgery, though.
Yeah. So, like, that's what Katie's having issues with.
She has two big friggin' scars down her back now. She looks like Scarback instead of Scarface. But she's afraid to get back on, at least until it's – and I totally respect that. But she's trying, because she's never – she only went on the first time like a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, when we went to Tennessee. And she had a blast. She wouldn't shut up on the comms. Jack and Bob were, we had them because we didn't want to hear them, dude.
Hey, Jay.
We switched. So they had their own comms and then we had ours. So that way we wouldn't have to talk to them.
Okay.
But because they were so loud, we kept hearing their entire conversation, and we think we talk a lot. So, but she had a blast, and that's why I asked, because I know she came up with you during, the Baggers of Bruce thing. Yeah. And it looked like she had a good time. I know it was really hot. But it was great meeting her, and that's cool.
Yeah, she's been dealing with some health issues. So she's having a lot of problem with her lower back and her spine. So it's the wild ass has helped, but it's still not great for her. So it's kind of hit or miss. So I've been riding a lot by myself, which is kind of fun. It's kind of boring too, because I'm so used to having her with me, because that's how we spent our non-kid weekends. We just would go out and get lost. That's what
here's what's funny, man. And some people have said, how does this happen? But it does. Like when I have back issues. I've always had back issues. Mm-hmm. But when I ride a bike, it's easier. It's not as painful. Even though I've got everything to help me. I do padded shorts or underwear. Yeah, go ahead and make fun of me. Mm-hmm. I do the gel pad. I got beads. Bert's in there. He's going to say something about it.
I saw that. Yeah.
They're awesome. I don't care what anybody says. Yeah, they're not the best looking thing, but they work great. And I pack all that stuff up, and then I got a Mustang seat. So by doing all that, I got these extra, plus I take 800 milligrams of ibuprofen before I ride just to make it better. And I'm fine. I'm good after that. So, I'm masking everything, but at least I'm good and I can ride, and it doesn't kill me. Like I'm just sitting at a desk. So riding helps, the vibrations actually help my back. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, it is weird. And a lot of people don't understand that. They're like, oh, well, your back hurts. I'm like, my Mustang seat's way more comfortable than my office chair I'm sitting in. So, it's all relative to what works for you. Yeah. That's a tough thing. You can, it's really hard to get it right. Now have you guys gone through the whole seat debacle issue? Cause we went through that where,
which seat to get?
Yeah.
Yeah. The Mustang was my third seat.
Ours too.
I did the tall boy, and this was all in the Street Glide. And then I did the hammock, which was really comfortable, but it wasn't big enough, honestly. And I'm not saying I got a big ass, but it, and then I got the Mustang, because after a while the hammock just wasn't I wasn't feeling it on long rides. Mustang's best seat I've ever had, bar none. It's so awesome. I love it. And I didn't get anything. I'm not a paid sponsor from these guys. I just love their seats. And, you know, I got a, you know, buddy of ours told us about it, and I tried it, and I recommend them. And not everybody digs them, but I do.
Well,
a really good seat.
That's where we went through. We had the stock seat, which was okay. Then we got the Harley hammock seat, which she liked. But what I didn't like, and it could have been because we have Legends on our bike and we have maybe the suspension counteracts the seat.
Yeah.
But I felt like we were just riding in a canoe the whole time. Like I felt like we were constantly just doing this. Where the Mustang, it's a lot more solid. Professional Monkey's in the house.
What's up, dude?
I don't understand why he didn't change his channel to Professional Monkey 131. I feel like that's where.
Yeah, I see that coming.
Yeah, I think a rebranding needs to happen.
He'll do it. He'll do it for you. Yeah, what do you have on yours?
So I have a Mustang Super Deluxe.
Touring. Yeah, that's right. I saw that.
Yeah, it's a really nice seat. I won't lie. I paid the extra money because I wanted the look. The Super Deluxe. I love the look of the Super Deluxe. It's just
another wrong, dude. It's cool. I didn't do the heated, though.
No, I didn't get heated either. And then I have the bag covers too. I haven't put them on yet. The lid covers that match it, so it gives it that the ornery one is the same look.
You got a sharp bike, man. I like yours.
I like it. It's
nice ride.
It served me well.
It's an ultra.
It's an ultra. It's so an when ultra. You ask, it's an ultra.
It's an ultra, baby.
Hey, Mrs. Monkey. Hey, Mrs. Monkey's the best.
You're asking, CJ, you're asking, can you use the Harley backrest? Not with my Mustang, you can't. It came with one. I think it's a different, because it doesn't even, I don't know if yours has this, Bri, but like it's part of the seat. So it's like built into the seat, whereas the Harley one had the hardware that kind of latches down into it. So
yeah, the Harley one's not bad, but I felt the Harley one was always pushing me off the seat, where the Mustang is very flat.
Yeah,
it's got a nice back curve to it.
I totally agree, man.
So I'm a big fan of the Mustang seats, but it's like anything, it's a big nut to crack if you want to make sure you get it right. Going through seats is not fun.
It's like helmets, man. I mean, how many helmets did you go through before you got one right?
Ugh, a couple.
Yeah, I do. Because I had you ever HJC?
Hmm?
And then I went with some no-name shit. And then I'm trying to think what else. And then I went through Arai. And because I've got my head's shaped funny, man. I got a big friggin' bulbous head. So I had to, Arai's are kind of fit for that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I tried the Shoei on and it didn't fit right. And they're both good helmets. So I ended up going with, because I wanted to get a helmet that was going to last me for a while and that was going to have some like super protection on it.
Mm-hmm.
I love those helmets. I mean, they ride, they're light, man. They're good. I mean, a lot of people don't use them. I see a lot more people using Shoeis or different takes on or different other helmets, but man, mm-hmm. I dig that one. I love it.
Yeah, and it's weird too because it's really a preference of what works for you, and it's like anything we've talked about this. There's just no right answer. It's you really have to find what works for you. Because I started out with an HJC. There's nothing wrong with this.
Let's give this guy credit, man. That's an awesome name.
It
Satan's
is.
Child.
Satan's child.
Going on, Jim.
Hey, Jim. How are you, sir?
Scrapple. You ever had Scrapple?
That's all we talk about in the Discord.
I love Scrapple.
Yeah, Scrapple is amazing.
You fry it up?
Yeah, you could fry it. You can just cook it, you know.
I fry it up, put eggs in it.
Yeah.
It's so good.
That in a pork roll sandwich with egg on it is great too. Cheese. Anything
with egg and bacon. I'm a red meat dude, man. So I'm not a fish guy. So I mean, I'm gonna die in about a year, but at least I going down.
I mean, you're gonna go happy.
I'm gonna go happy.
Yeah, they took seafood away from me, so I'm probably limited. So I'm just gonna eat Scrapple and be happy. Whatever happens, happens.
Scrapple's really tasty.
So what is Scrapple? It's hard to explain. You have to Google
that. Bottom of the barrel.
Yeah, I mean it's one of those things that I don't think has zero nutritional value for you, but
absolutely
it's a
none.
It's a Pennsylvania Dutch treat meal kind of thing, and my family got me stuck on it. And then pork roll is fried bologna kind of stuff. It's just amazing.
Fried bologna. That sounds really good.
Yeah. And then I saw that Fielders, the place where Baggers and Brews meetup started, is going to be a now open for breakfast.
So I'm gonna have to go down. I saw their little post there, man.
Pretty much, monkey. Pretty much.
I had a they turned me on to these General Tso's wings.
Yeah,
they were freaking tasty, man. I mean, nothing like and that was at Chinese the pick? Chicken wings, man. I mean, it was really good. They were boneless, and I guess like New Jersey, you guys have tots out there.
Yes, so
I had wings and tots. I felt like I was a true.
No, where was that? That was at the.
That was at our. What was the name of the lunch we went to? I forgot the name of it.
Oh, the Doghouse.
Yeah.
Okay, because I was going to say that the pick has really good food, and they're known for their. That's a good biker hangout. That was the last drag. Yeah, that was the last stop. There's that, and then there's a restaurant called One More. I think it's the same family. It's a bit up the road from there. Both bars are fantastic.
Yeah, General Tso's wings at Bulldogs. Yeah, it was good, man. Baggers. That was some tasty food.
Yeah.
And tots, man. That brought my love of tots. I hadn't had like friggin' tater tots in years. It was the last time I had them. They have those Old Country buffets by you. Remember those?
They used to. They closed them all after the thing.
There was an Old Country buffet where I was like, when I was younger, I'd go there like once a week and I'd just have a plate of tots. I'd pay that like $8 and that's all I'd eat. It's just like fried tots. I know that's sad, but it was really good.
Hey, man,
I love food. I could talk food all day. Like I'm a freaking pig when it comes to food, man. I just eat and eat and eat, and I don't gain weight, so it's cool. I have like a high.
I wish I had that problem. Yeah, so what's your go to food?
Steak for sure.
Okay.
I love steak. I want to go like when I go out. And I don't like splurging, but like you ever watch that what's that show called on food? Diners, Drive-Ins and Dives.
Yes. You
ever watch that? Guy Fieri, that dude. I've got that app where when I go riding, I try to find one of his restaurants that he did
okay. on the show
and find like really tasty food there. So that's a fun way of like when you're riding, I'll pull out that app and say, hey dude, this guy went here. Then I'll have something with a cow in it. That's my goal in life is to eat cow and just enjoy it, you know, because everything goes with bacon. Everything goes with a cow. And, you know, that's my life.
It's hard to beat. Now, what's your thoughts on travel? So we have a rule when we travel or I have
on trailers.
Rule. No, we travel. We don't okay. do trailers.
I didn't hear the question. I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. When you travel, are you a one-off restaurant guy? I assume you are. You try and find like the local flavor.
Yeah, I'd rather do like a mom and pop place. Like, cause you're gonna find such great friggin' places around, you know, like these mom and pop places that serve quality food. I mean, if you're in a pinch, you know, if you're in the middle of nowhere and you gotta go to like a fast food joint, I'm gonna go to a Dairy Queen. I like them. But but normally I try to visit, you know, because honestly, those are the best places, dude. They really mm-hmm. are. Cause unless they had like, unless for some reason I was passing, you've been to a Brazilian steakhouse. Now you got me on food.
Yes. There's one in King of Prussia that
is it called Foco do Chao?
Yes. My wife's been dying to go. It's all I hear about.
And for those of you who don't know what Foco do Chao is, it's a Brazilian. And there's a lot of Brazilian steakhouse. They have one in DC. It's about an hour from here. It's basically you go in and they give you like a card, like a green card, and you flip it over and it's red. Well, if you want food, when you sit down, you have it to the green. I might have these backwards.
And yeah, no, I know what you mean.
They'll come to your table and with like a freaking big old hunk of meat and they'll cut it right in front of you. So like they'll bring a big freaking steak out there, bone in and just like cut it right there, right in front of it. And when you're done, you say, okay. And then you just pig out on it. And if you want more, they'll come around with a different type of meat. And that's all they do is these waiters come through with all these different types of meat on a plate, and you, I mean, you're gonna leave and you're throw up when you get out because you're so full, but that's the best experience ever, man. And then I can't tell you, I've been there like twice, I think maybe two or three times in 10 years. That's like my go-to place. So if I ever go to a destination and they have that, I'm taking these guys out to Foco do Chao. just for the experience because it's okay. So amazing. So like, yeah, a couple people, Paulie C said Fogo de Chao versus Texas. They, I love them both. Yeah, the card's always green. I mean, if you're on red, what's the point? but that's, I mean, dude, I mean, they're not cheap. I mean, it's like a once a year thing. It's a splurge thing. Cause I think it's like $75, something like that per head, you know, cause you spend a lot of money in there just to get all that food, but it's good, man. Especially after a long day of riding. Can you imagine like riding your ass off all day and then you just sit down and eat a freaking plate of lamb, a plate of cow, plate of goat, whatever you want. It's all there and it, to your liking, dude.
Yeah. See, I don't know. I don't eat a lot when I ride. No, that's making me sick. I'm not going to.
Why? I love eating after a long.
No, I like the idea. I like the idea of the restaurant. I just don't know if the, when I ride, I don't generally eat heavy the whole day. So. But a good beer, a good drink.
Yeah, take definitely a good beer, man.
The meat sweats. That's really funny.
It is. It's true. But it's good.
Interesting. So what else do you like?
Food wise?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I don't know.
I mean, we're going deep here. I mean, we're finding out the man.
You want to find out about what I eat? Fritos.
So what's your comfort food? What's that food that you go for when you're just having a day? You're like, you know, I need X.
Brisket.
Okay.
If you say, yeah, I love like brisket. We had some and we'll make some like a big brisket and then have it over a couple of weeks. But that's like my ultimate comfort food. And I'm a blue cheese fanatic. And this is going to sound really gross.
Oh, but, good thing you didn't tell Katie that. She wouldn't have stopped talking to you.
Oh, I'll eat like blue cheese whole. So like I'm that guy that like will take a chunk of it and just eat it whole. I love it, man. It's like the best. So I'll like my ultimate. And this is what I used to do in college. I'd get a big baked potato, cut up like a bunch of meat, put Fritos in it, like crush all the Fritos and then pop it in the microwave. Then I douse it with blue cheese. That was dinner.
Interesting.
That was phenomenal. You got to try it. I call it the blue cheese surprise, but it's really good. I mean, I'll send you the recipe.
I know we had a Saputo Dairy training at work and they were coming up with all kinds of things to make and all kinds of high end cheese. It was pretty cool. There's some really good stuff out there.
So what did you guys talk about in the stream tonight? Blue cheese.
Well, you know, it's beyond the rider. So we're bringing out that side of you that, you know, people don't know. That way when they meet you in Ohio, they can present some blue cheese to you. As
oh, they give me blue cheese. I'm putty, man.
So if you want a selfie with Colin, bring blue cheese. That's what I'm hearing.
That's so good, man. Nothing like Roquefort.
Now, are you a cheese and wine guy?
I don't like wine at all. I can't drink wine.
Are you a communist?
I've never been a wine guy. I've had wine, but I can't get into it.
Okay.
I'm a beer guy. I'm not a hard drinker. I can't drink the hard shit too much. I can't. I had a couple bad experiences with Jägermeister.
Yeah, that'll do it.
That would do it. And tequila. So after those days, I was like vowed, like, I'm not going to drink that much hard stuff. So I stick with beer once in a while. If I were to say I'm a hard, what kind of liquor or hard alcohol, I'd say rum.
Okay.
I'm a rum guy. So I do like
see that rum is good. Rum and Coke, Captain Morgan.
Captain Morgan is delicious. But that's it.
But so yeah, Jaeger riding Humboldt County is asking a question. Do we know what spread is? You talking about like a cheese spread or am I missing something?
What's the question? I'm missing.
Do you know what a spread is? So I'm assuming yeah, like he's talking about spread? Like cheese spread.
Yeah.
Clarify that, please.
Now we got everybody talking about I like NC Crimson Glide. Good. Blue Special cheese rocks. Dallas. Special amen. All right. Able
to help with the pain. This conversation's all over the place.
Yeah, it is.
Can you eat blue cheese on it? That was the question.
Oh, I have no idea.
Oh, man. Look who just wandered in.
Hey, Big Smitty, what's going on, dude?
So I think the show that we need to have is Big Smitty and Oh My God, Moto. And I just want to have them talk wrestling smack to each other for an hour. That would be YouTube gold. I think that would be some good content right there.
All right, Bri, you asked me all these questions. Since you're talking about what's your go-to?
What is your favorite food that do you think everyone knows what you dig?
What food that
food,
I
yeah. Do? I mean, since I've splurged my entire life story about blue cheese.
So me and Nate, my youngest, my biological son, we're pizza guys.
Another all pizza.
Yeah, we're a little hardcore into pizza. Are as I always joke, my I always joke that my son's a pizza connoisseur. You can send him anywhere and he's like, "Yeah, Dad, I didn't like it."
All right, who has the best pizza? Not brand, state.
Pizza
that you visited. I mean, this is like a debate.
I've had Chicago style pizza in Chicago that was really Gino's. Good.
Like Gino's up there in Chicago. Phenomenal. You know where I get, honestly, the place that I found one of the best pizzas, and a lot of people might disagree, this Pennsylvania. I have found such great, because like you'll go into these towns, like these old Pennsylvania towns, and you know how they are. They've got a bar on every corner, a church, a funeral home, and a pizza parlor. I mean, that basically sums up the whole town. But the pizza there is phenomenal. Yeah. And, you know, I've been in New York. I've had a New York pizza. They're phenomenal. Chicago's great. But I've really had good experiences with Pennsylvania. By the way, Maryland pizza sucks. So if you ever wondered.
Okay. They're
I mean, I don't know if they're known for that. They're known for crabs. They're not really known for...
Chicago's casserole, not pizza.
Well, it is. He's right. Like the thick cut, man. It is. I mean, like the freaking pizza is this thick.
Yeah. I mean, I know that I like it. I mean, I don't know. There's all kinds of different foods. If I'm gonna go for a comfort food though, like comfort, I'm gonna go with gummy bears. Gummy bears are my friends.
Gummy bears.
Yeah. My kids are big gummy bears, and then they
buy like the big bag from Costco and stuff.
No, because if I do, I'll eat them. That and Swedish fish, I have to eat them and kind of.
I never got Swedish fish, man. Never got Swedish fish. My wife loves it, but I can't eat that shit.
You have Rita's water ice down there?
Yeah.
You need to get the Swedish fish water ice with a gelati with some vanilla ice cream on it.
Gelatis are good, man. Really, now, how many people really are like hungry and thirsty and are up to listen to this, man? Jesus.
You know, it's we bring it. I mean, at least they're not picking on me. So
they usually put balls in here all the time.
Yeah.
I see these side chats with you, man.
These side chats, they like to threaten to stab me. See, I knew Mrs. Mookie had good taste. Well, you know,
love Swedish fish.
water ice. Yeah, Mr. Droop is down for the count today. He's not in the side chat, unfortunately. He's
we got a couple people in here that you like the Swedish fish, Jay.
Yeah.
I'm not against it. I've just never really got into them.
Okay. So what's your go-to beer?
Sam Adams, Heineken, Stella. And then I tried this one tonight. I haven't opened it. Flying Dog.
Okay.
I tried one, Snake Dog. It's an IPA. I tried it earlier, and I was like, holy shit, this thing's strong. It wasn't bad.
IPAs are generally strong.
Yeah, but I'm normally a Sam Adams guy.
Okay.
All types. Heineken, and Heineken's an acquired taste. Not everybody likes it, but I love it. And Stella Artois. I got turned on to that like 2018. Actually, in Vermont, I believe. Guy up there got me into that beer, and I love it. It's really good. But that's pretty much it. I'm pretty simple when it comes to beer. I'm not like Baggers and Brews that have 50 different kinds, and they know a ton more about beer than I do. I just stick to things I like, and I'm good. But I will tell you, when we were up there, though, they had some tasty beers at those breweries, man.
They sure did.
Good. They were good.
What was the?
I can't remember the last one. He'll know the last one that the place where we went with the warehouse, George or Bert. That industrial park, that's the one I loved, and I can't remember the name of it, but it was really good. I mean, they did a great job of taking us out there and giving us a taste of the Pine Barrens of Southern New Jersey.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of really good
Swamp Donkey. That's it, Swamp Donkey.
There's a lot of little podunk bars out there that are great.
That was good.
It's a really good stuff. That the coffee beer at the at the stop before lunch. Can't remember what brewery it was. That was really good too.
I didn't try the coffee beer.
The coffee beer was fantastic.
I like coffee, but I didn't mix it with beer.
Yeah. So I understand you like coffee.
I love coffee. We were talking about this. We need to, like, they need an accessory port on the Ultras mm-hmm. for like a Keurig. You know, like those little single cup, man. I'd be in heaven.
I think it would be a fantastic idea. So what's so this is the crap that I always get from the side chat. So we'll just go ahead and open it up to a free for all. So you so what's your go-to coffee? Are you a Wawa guy?
I am a Wawa guy by far.
Dunkin' Donuts guy?
No, don't even mention anybody in here with Sheets. I have a running feud with HDR and Bodine because they're Sheets people, and I'm a Wawa guy for sure. And I know I got the support of my Jersey peeps on Wawa for sure.
Because I mean, what is a Sheetz? I was at a Sheetz once. Yeah, Sheetz is was awkward.
They're dead to me. But yeah. I drink Wawa, and I like basic hazelnut Dunkin' coffee from Keurig. That's all I drink.
Okay.
I like a couple packs, and that does me well. But if I'm on the go, I'm always going to Dunkin'. Like, I don't go to Starbucks. I'm more of a Dunkin' guy. I like their stuff when I'm on the road for sure. If I hit one of those.
Yeah, you go into a Starbucks and you leave. They talk about Harley dealers. Jesus, you go to Starbucks, you order two things, it's $90.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Well, Dunkin' ain't cheap either, but I like their coffee better. But no, yeah. I really, after this, basically, my cholesterol sounds like it should be like 300 after the way I eat, and my blood pressure should be. But I'm actually normal. I don't know how I do it, but I drink caffeine and friggin' red meat. So I'm not the picture of perfect health. Let's put it that way. Not the poster boy for it.
But hey, you're happy.
I'm happy, man.
So here's the Keurig question. What do you you put the K cup in?
Yeah.
What's your perfect pour?
12 ounces.
12 ounces. Yeah. So you like your coffee in the weaker end?
No, I just get the little Keurig. You can choose the ounces on it. Mm-hmm. You know, you can get the 6, 8, 12, but I like 12.
Okay.
And then normally I double it up in the morning. I'll just put two of them and then get on the road.
Gotcha. I always find 12 to be a little weak. That's why I was curious.
Lesson one on how to be a millionaire. Stop buying Starbucks. No shit.
And Harleys and or motorcycles in general. So you have a really good, as we're wrapping this up, I want to talk about it. You have a really good relationship with your dealer.
I do.
I think it's really great.
Yeah, I got to know them. I mean, they're good people. And the name of the dealer, if you guys are ever in near the D.C. area, it's called All American, Harley Davidson. Great people. They're really down to earth. The guy that runs it's been there for like 4 or 5 years, just hell of a guy. I'll just talk to him, and they point me. And what I dig about him, and I know not every dealer's like this, guys, I trust him. Mm-hmm. You know, I know that I can go to him, and they're not going to BS me. You know, if I like, hey, what's this part? What's this? Is it worth it? No. They're like, no, just do it yourself.
Don't bring it here
because it's going to cost you too much. I mean, I like that, you know, where they'll shoot me straight on a part that I might not be 100% familiar with. And that's cool. You know, they're not trying to BS you. You go in there, they're like, they want to work with you. And it sucks because, like, you know, I watched the video last week with was it the Badgers and the bashing that dealer. I forgot the name of it, but they, you know, I was like, that sucks. That sucks. Yeah. That there's dealers out there that are, you know, give a bad name. But no, I'm lucky that I have a very good relationship with them and just hang out there, and they treat me like family, and that's how it should be. So it's cool.
That's awesome. It's so really Lori cool. Miller says Cuban coffee, what is it, Kona or Death Wish? Apparently we're all weak.
Where's she at? Oh, Cuban coffee.
Yeah, I threw it up, yeah.
You are all weak. Thanks, man.
Wow. I mean, this took an ugly turn. You can't attack the guests over coffee. It's not like he's talking about bikes.
Shame.
Man. That's crazy. Yeah, it's a shame that dealers get, well, and rightfully so, dealers get the rep they get. I mean, if you...
What dealer do you have by you?
So I have Stars and Stripes Harley Davidson is where I get my bike serviced at. I bought it from Barb's Harley Davidson, which is probably about 20, 30 minutes north of where the ride started Saturday.
Good people?
Yeah, they're right.
All right.
They didn't, how do I say this? They didn't really make the experience what it could have been. Their service department was kind of hokey, and I had some run-ins with them after the fact, and I was like, yeah, you know. I mean, no dealer's perfect. Like, I go to Stars and Stripes for my parts. I go with them for the service. Wouldn't buy a bike from there because they're doing the whole fit specialist thing where you talk to a person and they turn you over to a closer. They're not, you don't have like a salesperson per se. Not a fan.
No, I hate that too. I mean, dude, it's just like, don't be a dick. I mean, if you go to a dealer, just be cool and treat your people with respect, and it'd be amazed. And that's what, I mean, I'm trying to butter these guys up. I have nothing going with them. They're just, they treated me well over the years. I mean, it's like, I bought all my bikes through them because of the experience I've had, you know, with them. And I won't go, there's another dealer like 45 miles north near DC. That sucks. Not even close. Different owner, totally different experience. It just pisses me off because it gives the company, the motor company, a bad name when you get these, you know, effed up dealers. I don't know what the hell they're doing. They don't know how to take care of the people. And it bums you out. It really does. At least it bums me out. I hate hearing that. But that's it. I mean, that's anything, dude. I mean, you're going to have that with car dealers too.
Well, especially if you work in the service industry, or you've had any sort of exposure to it in customer service, I mean, that's just what makes or breaks a sale. You know, you can, I'd gladly pay more for a better experience than sit there and have to deal with some chucklehead to save $400. My bike is not cardboard, Chris. Can we stop? We need to stop this.
I will tell you, it's a real bike. I did actually see it, right? And it started, and I was proud of you. And it ran.
I have to duck walk under 15 miles an hour, but I'm fine. Don't worry about it. It's all fine.
Dude, yeah, they bust apparently your balls a lot, man. This is great.
Well, you know, Chris Venus in Dallas had it out for a while. So, you know, it's, what are you going to do? Oh, here we go. Look at this. Tell me he just drank the Kool-Aid.
And a 131.
Yes. I told him I wasn't impressed. Harley Davidson called me the other day because my payment was late, but I still got a call. I mean, it was nice of him. I don't know, man. This there's going to be no dealing with Monkey after this. It's going to be, hey, Vroom Vroom's in the house. How you doing, girl? Good to see you. Yeah, you know, we lost another one. He was a good guy for a while. You know, we lost him. He should put the 131 in the CVO, because then it would be like the ultimate bike, right? Oh, yeah. Because you could start everything with, I have a CVO with a 131. You know, it doesn't matter. You could be in the grocery store just waiting in line. You could tell people that.
Can you do it in that accent?
Yes. Okay. That's how you have to do it when you have I get a kick out of the, I'm generalizing, but the people that I meet that have a CVO, I know they have a CVO because they've told me. Oh, yeah. I've been like in the elevator at work and it's like, hey, I have a CVO. Okay. Good to see you.
What do you want, an effing brownie, man?
I mean, yeah. I think that's the George Takei. Yes, ladies and gentlemen.
Did you order a mocha?
I would like a double mocha chuka chapa rapa frappa bapa. Mocha chuka. I have to get a little dog. If I had a little dog, it would be the best. Hey, we haven't given out Monkey's number, Dallas, so it's a good live stream. Yeah, that's how I order my drinks. Actually, that should be how I rebrand the channel. I should get a Road Glide and then like one of those little dogs, but not like Adam Sandoval's dog, like a foofy dog, like a teacup terrier or something. I could ride around sampling coffee. Now, a poodle might be a little too much.
A big puffed up hair.
Yeah,
and then you could, you know, like walk around with it with the leash.
Yeah,
that's all you, dude.
I think it'd be great. You know, somebody, you got to have something for your channel to stand out. I was trying to get my neighbor's dog to ride with me, but he won't ride with me. So
I tried putting my dog on the bike and he kind of bit me.
So, ow.
Yeah, he didn't like that. So I kind of dumped that idea real quick.
That's not cool.
Custom Vehicle Operations. It was Moto Noggin, right?
I was looking somewhere online today. I can't remember where it was, but I saw Mrs. Monkey's CVO for sale. Not her personal bike. But I was like, ooh, that's a snazzy looking bike. A pink poodle.
Now, oh, yeah, that'd be hot, man.
Now, should I ride it in the Care Bear outfit? Because I think there's a market for the Care Bears. You know, I think riding a Care Bear and a Harley with a little dog, I can make it work. Monkey's last live stream, he had a Care Bear outfit on. I don't know what goes on there. I don't know. I want to know.
Some things are better left unasked or unanswered, right?
Yeah. You know, it's live streams are fun, but then when you see Monkey dressed up as a bear, you're like, I don't know if I should be offended or aroused. It was weird. But, you know, we move on.
I mean, the camera is above your waist right now, so you're not.
Yeah, you know, like that exactly. It's all good. It's fine. It's all fine. So I guess as we, oh, man, we jumped the shark. So we wrap up, Colin. Where can people find you? Give us the fireball.
You can find me on a couple places. You can find me on YouTube under Bronco Ride. Just type in one word, and there I am. Don't act like your arms.
Don't judge me, Monkey. Don't ever judge me.
I'm on Instagram, same exact name, and I'm on Facebook with the same name. So it's pretty easy to find me. It's just one word. And like awesome. I told you guys in the beginning, I'm just a dude that enjoys riding, meeting people, and filming my experiences. And I love this community. So, Bri, I can't thank you enough, man.
This has been a lifelong dream of mine
to be on the show.
Come on. You were on this before. You were in the recorded version.
But it sounds
that unmemorable? You forgot?
Yeah, all right. I think it was, yeah.
That's fair. So, I mean, you guys have done a great job with the community. I think your fireside chats are awesome.
Oh, cool. Thanks, man.
I've really enjoyed it. And I could watch the one if you get a chance. Whose channel was the wife's episode on, the first one?
Oh, God. I think that was on Jack's. Yeah, that was interesting. We all had our wives on. I think that was last year.
Yes.
I don't remember. I think it was on Jack's channel.
Every time Kate walks in the living room and I'm watching the fireside chat, she's like, are the wives on? I'm like, no. She's like, oh, never mind. It's like, come on.
And your wife liked my wife, which is cool.
Yeah.
Because she's a talker, man. She talks a lot. She's interesting. She's a good lady.
That's awesome.
Yeah, she's a good lady. But no, dude, I really appreciate you having me on. I really
Anytime,
do. I had a great time tonight. You're a cool guy. I was really enjoyed meeting you last week, and you and the missus, and hopefully we can cross paths again. I know we will in Ocean City for sure.
Yeah, and you're not that far. I mean, I need to take a road trip down.
No, we're 4 hours, I think. About 4 hours, 3.5, 4 hours, not too bad.
That's not a bad
definitely.
Day at all.
You know, it wasn't that, it was an easy ride, man. Like you said, you might pay $90 in tolls to get down here, but who cares? You know, and we'll have a great time. Let's definitely meet up. And
yeah, absolutely.
And I hope to see you sometime this summer, because I know a lot of people in the side chat, we're gonna see them hopefully in the next month or 2 months, you know. And again, guys, if you don't know, we're doing Fink's Harley Davidson on June 15th at 4 to 6 p.m. in Zanesville, Ohio. Bodine, myself, and Harley Dayrider are going to be out there. And love you to stop by. We're going to hang out for a couple hours, and we're going to go to a bar afterwards. So there's a shameless plug.
Nice. That's
it. I had an awesome time, everybody. It was a pleasure, Bri.
Yeah, guys, thank you so much. And like I said, Colin, thank you guys for what you're doing for the community. I think you're leading by example, and that's huge. We've talked about that, beat that subject to death. But, well, thank you, everybody. I'm not sure, Monkey King or Mrs. Monkey, can you chime in? Are you guys live this week? I don't think you are, but I know Baggers and Brews will be live tomorrow.
Yep.
And if Monkey is, and then Denver is live on Sunday, assuming he fixes his internet issues. And then my man Droop and Dallas are live on Monday. And then Moto Noggin, what are you doing? Tuesday still? Make sure we give my boy Moto Noggin a shout out. But yeah, I mean, guys, if you can, I know there's a lot of live streams going on, but that really does help the community connect. So if you could even pop into any of them, we'd greatly appreciate it.
For sure. No, so, and they're great too, man. And a lot of, and it's so cool seeing all these people that are in here doing like their own streams and stuff, and we're all part of them. So that's phenomenal.
Yeah. It's a great way to bring the community together. So guys, thank you so much for watching, listening, and we will see you next week at the same time. Please be safe and remember you're not alone. Thanks again, guys. Have a great week.
Later, guys.